Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And here we are on May 20th. We have not even hit Memorial Day yet, bro. And let's be honest. I understand there's 100 and how many games left, 120, whatever, something games left to play in the eternal baseball season. But, bro, after 45 games, and the Mets are done. I don't know how else to say this. Here we were. We were all excited. Oh, okay, here's this major, major run they're going on against all these bad teams, all these under 500 teams. The crummy Marlins, the Tigers, the Nationals, on and on and on. They've now lost five in a row. They go into Miami, and in this three-game disaster of a series, we watched Jacob DeGrom just get beat up on Friday night when the Mets actually scored runs. And then on consecutive days, bro, consecutive days, I don't have to tell you, three hits in 2 days. Three hits in 2 days against, who was it, Lopez and Alcantara?
Pablo Lopez and Sandy Alcantara. If the Mets had pulled off this feat against Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg, we'd be screaming and yelling either way.
Of course, of course.
To have this happen in Miami against those guys is inexcusable. And Noah Syndergaard could say whatever hell he wants.
Stop it, Noah, will you?
The New York Mets played baseball over the last 48 hours as if they hated Mickey Callaway and they want him out. That's the way they played. They showed zero lack of urgency, and they couldn't hit to get three hits in 2 days. I don't want to hear about, Alcantara could put it all together.
Stop.
He's a good young arm.
Stop it.
I don't want to hear it.
What a joke.
This was a joke. I would say it's rock bottom, but then again, tonight could happen. I don't know what the hell's going to happen tonight. Maybe a two-hit shutout. Maybe less. Maybe they'll get no hit tonight. But the New York Mets, after Brody Van Wagenen, and I got to tell you, I am more ticked off at Brody than I am Mickey Callaway. Mickey Callaway's a lost puppy dog. He has no idea what he's doing. He's not a good manager. His hands are also tied because his talent stinks. So I look at Mickey Callaway and I say, you want to fire him? Fine, rid of him.
You're almost doing him a favor by firing him.
Well,
he's the convenient scapegoat. He'll be scapegoated.
You know, it reminded me of something you had said months and months ago about another franchise we root for. You said, be nice to Todd Bowles, fire him. Remember in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
You said you're almost doing more damage to him by keeping him.
Right.
That's where we are right now with this manager. That's where we are with him.
Yep.
I mean, he's got Robinson Cano not running balls out. God. He can't bench him because Brody would yell at Mickey. You think Brody wants his client? Oh, I'm sorry. He's not his client anymore. You think Brody would be okay with that? You think Brody's going to be okay? No, he's not. Mickey is a puppet. I'm the puppet. You're the puppet. He's the puppet. So do Mickey a favor, because I kind of look at him now and I feel bad. Just put him out of his misery. Get him out of here. Let this be Jim Riggleman's problem. Even though the truth is, if the Mets are going to change managers, they actually need to do something bold.
They need to bring a real manager in here.
Exactly.
That's what they need to do. You got Joe Girardi out there. You got Buck Showalter out there. You got Dusty Baker out there. You got a lot of guys out there that have had success managing in the major leagues. It's time to bring that kind of guy in here. It really is.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, come on.
I'll say something even crazier. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is where I am right now with the Mets. I'm on another planet.
Yeah.
You know who I'd be okay with them hiring?
Who?
Terry Collins.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Terry Collins, first of all, you can't tell me Terry Collins would just be basically giving Robbie Cano a pat on the back for, A, forgetting how many outs they were. I didn't know there were two. There was only one out.
Blame the scoreboard.
And then, oh, I thought it was a foul ball. I mean, what? Bro, are you really? And by the way, and I'm batting 245 with absolutely zero pop as well.
And that's the biggest
and
problem.
And I keep trotting me out there, batting me third.
Look, that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem with Robinson Cano is not the fact that he's Robinson Cano, the same Robbie Cano he's been his entire career as far as lack of hustle or lack of focus.
Right.
It's that he's not hitting.
He's not hitting. That's it.
And you want to be more depressed? Five more years.
Oh.
Four after this. And they're paying him, the cheap New York Mets, who when they spend money, find ways to spend it foolishly.
Yep.
Those rare moments they spend money, they spend it like they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're paying this guy, even after the Mariners kick in some money, $20 million a year.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
No, please. I'm trying not to have indigestion. It's horrible. The whole thing is it's absolutely horrible. Robbie Cano is it's never ending. You know, Carlos Baerga, Robbie Alomar, Robbie Cano. Who's the next former great second baseman we're going to bring in here that's going to be terrible?
This is worse.
Who's next?
You know what?
Yeah, because they hamstrung with this stupid contract.
They're hamstrung with the contract, which is worse.
It's terrible.
And we'll see what Kalenic turns out to be.
Oh, well, that.
But Kalenic is off to a very good start in the minor leagues.
This
could be Billy King-esque.
Oh.
That's how bad this could be. Between taking on that contract, and Edwin Diaz is fine. He's a closer.
Okay,
he's a closer.
Right. That's it.
He's been useful the last week, right, Joe?
Did they pitch him? And I do remember a couple games where he came in when it wasn't a save situation, and he also gave up game-winning home runs twice in like 3 days. Let's not forget that. Am I missing something? Did I miss something?
No, I missed the thing.
I mean, so it's a disaster. It really is that this team is five games under 500. Just an you can't get any lower than what you got this weekend in Miami. I mean, what they think they go down? They went down there to go on vacation.
They played that way.
To hang out at South Beach.
I mean, outside of Friday night where they showed a little bit of fight, how about the bats over the last 48 hours?
They were nowhere to be seen.
The Yankees scored more runs in their big inning than the Mets basically had hits over the last 2 days.
Talking about two different worlds.
Completely different worlds.
You know. It's not even – it's amazing that they could coexist in the same town. It really is.
It's – I guess they need each other. The really good and the really bad.
Right.
really functional, the really dysfunctional.
Right. Yep.
And let's get to that because last week at the end of the week when the shocking news came down about Mike Maccagnan and Adam Gase, my ire was towards Christopher Johnson. Well, let's send the ire towards Jeff Wilpon because he runs this dysfunctional mess.
Don't think, by the way, Christopher, you're off the hook here.
No, you're not.
You're going to hear more later.
Yeah, you've been taking a little break from
Make sure all the guys over at Florham Park, all you guys that are paid to listen to what we say, make sure you're tuned in. Okay, make sure you relay it to Christopher directly. Okay, you have my permission.
And Christopher, thank the Mets. They're giving you a little bit of a respite.
Absolutely.
But how about this doozy from Ken Rosenthal, who wrote a great column in The Athletic for those who subscribe. And it was about the Met mess, but he points out that sources in the organization continue to insist that Jeff Wilpon in particular is a, quote, meddlesome presence heavily involved in the day-to-day operations of the club.
Who's saying this?
That's Ken Rosenthal from his sources in The Athletic. That's the owner of the team. And I'm starting to notice this pattern. If you're a bad owner, you have a bad organization.
Oh, you think?
And so...
That's all I have for the teams I root for.
What you do...
That's it.
When you're a bad owner is you continue to hire someone, say they're the answer, say they're different, scapegoat them, rinse, repeat.
That's what you do.
But no one fires you. Woody Johnson fired himself by going out to England. He got a promotion, apparently. Christopher Johnson can't be fired. James Dolan can't be fired. And Jeff Wilpon can't be fired. But I believe Ken Rosenthal and his sources when he says that Jeff is a, quote, meddlesome presence, heavily involved in the day-to-day operations. If you're so heavily involved in the day-to-day operations, get in front of a microphone and answer questions every day. It's not going to be from us. We get it. Yeah. I get that. But how about from the Met beat writers or anybody else?
Yep.
Because apparently, Joe, he's heavily involved.
Well, he should
but
be
we
talking.
Never see him.
Right. He should be out in front in front of the media instead of letting his manager twist in the wind. And even Brody, have we really heard from him? What have I heard from him?
He disappeared yesterday.
He was with the team on the road trip. Then he took off. I got to go home. Yeah, he wanted to make sure he caught the final round at Bethpage. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, Brody loves the cameras. He loves the microphones.
Right.
How about you step up? Because you know what? Mickey Callaway is a bad manager, but I don't think he's an awful human being.
No.
And you're letting him just twist in the wind.
That's right. He's taking all the heat for everything when it goes well beyond, as you said, Mickey Callaway. No doubt about it.
And the truth
well
is, beyond. And there are a lot of examples of it, where firing a manager can spark a baseball team, okay? We saw it when they fired Willie Randolph. Whether you like it or not, the Mets played a lot better under Jerry Manuel. They were 17 games over 500 with Jerry as manager after they fired Willie. All right? We saw the Houston Astros in 2004 get sparked when they fired whoever their manager at the time was, I forget, for Phil Garner.
Right, right.
We saw, you brought this up, Trader Jack McKeon in 2003. Yep. The guy who was fired, former Met manager, legend Jeff Torberg. And Jack McKeon replaced him, sparked the Marlins. They won the freaking World Series. So I admit.
And even Bob Lemon in 78 for Billy Martin. And even though that was a championship team, remember that team was 14 games behind the Red Sox.
Right.
When they made that move. So, you know, and they went on and won the World Series.
So sometimes it works. But the one thing I ask is, instead of being cheap and saying the replacement is Jim Riggleman or Luis Rojas.
No, they got to get a real manager in here.
Bring in
a
vet.
Yes, yes. And let him manage the team instead of being told what to do. How about that?
What a concept.
How about that? Maybe you'd actually bench Robbie Cano for a week.
What a concept.
Get your head together if you want to play.
And benching him, not because he doesn't hustle. We knew that was
hitting.
The case. He's not hitting. That's my biggest issue with Robinson Cano is not the lack of hustle, because we knew that going in.
Yep.
It's the fact he's hitting 240.
Yep, 245.
How many RBIs does he have?
13.
13? Oh!
Unbelievable.
Wow. Wow.
What a disgrace. No, it's an unmitigated disgrace. And I don't want to kill him, but what's going on with Big Jake? What's going on?
Yeah, the Jake thing was concerning because he had three really good starts in a row and then put up a dud. And that's another issue I have with Mickey Callaway. I'm not a huge fan of the personal catcher, but if you're Greg Maddux or you're an ace, I get it. If you see a difference, I get it. There is a clear, for whatever reason,
with Nito.
Line of
huge
demarcation
difference.
With DeGrom and Nito
no question about
versus
it.
DeGrom and Ramos.
No doubt.
And by the way, Wilson Ramos isn't hitting.
Nope.
Has the speed of me. And
you're
so
faster.
I may be.
His speed of me would be more like.
So it's not like it's Mike Piazza back there. So Mickey, make an adjustment. All right, let me rephrase that. Jeff, make an adjustment since he's the decider. I don't know who to criticize anymore. Who's the decider? Who should I yell at when they make bad moves?
Let's be honest. You hit it before. It comes down in every one of these situations, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Knicks, and hopefully things are changing there, we'll see. It's all about the owners. It's all about ownership.
So true.
It starts right there. You said it. If you got a bad owner, the organization is going to be bad. There's no other way to say it. No other freaking way to say it.
And in this town,
it's all about the owners.
And in this town, just look around you. Just look around you. When you ask most New York sports fans, hey, over the last decade and a half, in general, who have been the worst organizations in this town? You hear a lot of Knicks, rightfully so.
Yeah, of course.
You hear a lot of Mets, despite the World Series birth
of
in 2015.
Yep.
You hear a lot of Jets.
Yep. Those are the ones.
Look at the owners. What do we see?
Unbelievable.
What do we see?
What we see is, you know what we see, bro? Incompetence.
Mm.
That's what we see.
Mm.
It comes really down to that. Incompetence. In some cases, it's incompetence. In some cases, I think it's just a matter that winning is not the number one priority. I think there's some of that, too. I really do, bro. Maybe in all three of those cases, that winning is not the priority it should be.
We can go through the list of guys who have more RBIs than Robinson Cano, and it's embarrassing.
Yep.
So let's start off with a guy who's just much better than Robinson Cano at this point, and that's Gio Urshela. He has more RBIs than Robinson Cano. Yes. That's the world we live in. And, oh, by the way, after this year, four more years, $20 million a year. Billy King-esque. You never want to hear that phrase.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.